Welcome to the Insurance Leaders Lab podcast, designed for insurance professionals and leaders seeking inspiration, bold ideas, and actionable strategies. Our guests are remarkable individuals from various insurance industry sectors, and our host, Nina Shepherd, has been an insurance leader for over three decades. Together, we explore what it truly means to be a bold and impactful leader and find personal fulfillment in the ever-evolving insurance world. New episodes are released bi-weekly on Thursdays. Be sure to follow the podcast on your platform of choice to receive alerts when new episodes drop. Bold leaders, frank dialogue, actionable strategies. Welcome to the Insurance Leaders Lab. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to episode 9 of the Insurance Leaders Lab podcast, the space to share real stories, bold ideas, and practical strategies for growing as leaders in the insurance industry. I'm your host, Nina Shepherd, and today we are tackling something that just about every leader faces at some point, stepping into a new next level role. If you've recently landed a next level leadership position, first of all, congratulations. You earned it. You've worked hard and you know your stuff. But here is one thing that no one tells you. It's not just very exciting. It's also a whole different game. Once you enter the transition, you quickly realize that the rules of the game have changed. It's kind of like going from sailing a boat on a calm lake to navigating open ocean waters. Same boat. Totally different currents. Suddenly, what used to work doesn't feel like it's working anymore. And if you're not careful, you can drift way off course fast. This episode is all about helping you to stay on course. We will unpack 5 common mistakes leaders make in transition and how to avoid them so you can make a bigger impact faster and less stressed. Let's dive in. Mistake number 1, thinking you already have all the answers. This one is tempting, especially when you've had success in the past. I hear leaders say all the time, I know what needs to be done. I just need everyone to get on board. How do I do that? But that's not the first question to ask. The temptation to rely on your previous technical and functional expertise is high because that's what made you successful in the first place. However, assuming you already know what you need to do might not serve you well in the new role. Being the smartest person in the room won't get you many allies, and you strip yourself of the opportunity to hear valuable input from those who have been working on the issues for much longer. A better approach? Start with curiosity. Whether you are from within or new to the organization, recognize what's different about your situation and how the landscape has changed for you in this new role. This will help you to get in the learner's mindset. Then ask yourself, what do I need to learn about the business and the organization? Who are the key people or the core teams I need to engage with to learn faster? What assumptions about the core challenges of the organizations might I be carrying that need testing? Once you start to work on those questions, you will discover a ton of opportunities to learn. Use it. Invite people to a discussion, in teams or individually, and show them your respect, openness, and willingness to learn. You'll uncover great insights and ideas and will have an opportunity to build relationship and knowledge much faster than on your own. I call it a paradigm change from telling to asking. It's one of the most powerful approaches to take when entering a new role. For instance, ask your team what they think needs to be done and why, instead of telling them what to do. This not only empowers them, but also provides you with valuable insights. I learned this the hard way when I came to a foreign country to integrate 2 very different companies after an acquisition. With limited cultural, regulatory, and even language knowledge, I had to give up my I know it all position and lean into asking rather than telling people what they were supposed to be doing. I had no choice but to listen first. I asked why they were doing things the way they did, what, in their view, is the right thing to do, and how they suggest moving forward. That allowed me to gather critical information and build trust with key people in record time. The merger was a success, and I have used that strategy ever since. Mistake number two, making critical decisions too fast. We've all heard about the first 90 days myth. Don't trap yourself into it. In reality, leadership transitions typically take much longer, 6 to 9 months to truly stabilize. Trying to prove yourself too quickly can backfire. Instead, first of all, slow down. It might seem controversial with what you think others expect from you. However, it will bring better results. Take time to explore, especially if you're in a new organization. Understand its dynamics and culture and avoid making rushing decisions even when pressured. Make sure you walk the floor properly. Dedicate your first weeks to getting to know people, their pains and challenges, their hopes for you, and what has not worked well in the past. This means physically visiting different departments, having one-on-one conversations, and actively listening to what people say. It will help establish a stronger bond and build a supportive partnership for implementing solid, sustainable changes when the time comes. And of course, connect with key stakeholders. Identify them and make the time to connect. Have a list of questions ready and listen to their answers to get a lay of the land. The more you listen now, the better positioned you'll be to make smart, sustainable decisions later. Mistake number three, dismissing the past. It often seems like the easiest thing to do, especially after someone who didn't perform well. Minimizing or harshly criticizing your predecessor will not earn you any respect. A leader rarely operates in isolation. Others invest time and effort into every project, and you won't gain any points by diminishing those efforts. So, first of all, acknowledge what's been done. Even when it's clear to you that processes and structure require change, be mindful of how you communicate the need. Summarize the lessons that learned. When you share what you've learned and add your perspective, you show respect and open a door for change and conversation. And of course, focus the conversation on future benefits of the change rather than on criticizing the past setup. Mistake number four, micromanaging your team. If the saying, want to do it well, do it yourself, is dear to your heart, it's time to drop it. Focus on the bigger picture and avoid getting into the weeds. You're in this role to lead, not to do everything. And when you micromanage, you're not just overloading yourself, you're also sending a message to your team, I don't trust you. That's a motivation killer. Building trustful and respectful relationships with your direct reports is essential for your success. So, nurture trust. Consider what you need to do to start trusting more. Evaluate your people, set clear boundaries and expectations, and empower them to take responsibility. Allocate resources for the best performance. Ask yourself what skills and expertise are needed on your team to accomplish organizational goals. And of course, set your priorities clearly. What should you as a leader focus on? What do you need to delegate to other team members? Develop your people, encourage them to grow, know their strengths and limitations, give them full support when they ask for it, and allow them considerable leeway in managing their areas of responsibility. Your success depends on the capabilities of your team. And finally, Mistake number 5, neglecting your well-being. Transitions are high stakes. The pressure is real, but you can't pour from an empty cup. Exhausting your energy too quickly is a common pitfall for leaders in transition. Approach a new role like a marathon, not a sprint. Make sure you're fit to sustain the role's challenges in the long term. Recent research indicates that leaders who manage their energy with the same rigor and discipline as their time achieve higher performance. Modern science has proven that in general, stress is not bad for you. It's a necessary component of living an active and fulfilling life. We need stress as a stimulator to perform at our best, and the human body is well equipped to handle stress in small doses. However, when stress becomes the only constant way of operating and there are no breaks for rest and downtime, it turns into a harmful chronic condition. You need to be deliberate about maintaining good shape, spiritually determined, physically fresh, intellectually open, and emotionally agile. A good starting point is setting basic healthy routine rules. Engage in regular physical exercise, get an adequate amount of sleep each night, and eat nutrient-rich food that energizes you. It also helps to schedule a me time into your calendar. Put aside at least 15 minutes a day to focus on yourself and check how you feel physically and mentally. Choose what works for you. Reflect on the day's positives, do mindful breathing exercises, listen to music, read a book, or write. But do it, at least for 15 minutes. Also, don't underestimate the power of connection. Talk to people. Spend time in nature. Pet your dog or cat. Gratitude and presence can be incredible sources of resilience. It's that simple. Your well-being and state of mind are your responsibility. So, to wrap it up, there is no magic formula for success in a new leadership role. But if you avoid these 5 mistakes and stay intentional about how you lead, you'll be way ahead of the curve. If you're about to step into a new role, use this as a starting point for your 12-month game plan. And if you've already been through a big leadership transition, I'd love to hear your story. Want to join me on the podcast and share what worked and what didn't? Reach out. We'll set up a time to chat. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Insurance Leaders Lab podcast. If you like what you've heard, please like it and leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. If there is anyone else in your circle who can benefit from listening, please share this link with them. Remember, this is a podcast for you, and your opinion matters to me, so if there is any topic you'd like to bring up, please send me a note to nina@ninashepherd.com. I'll see you back in 2 weeks on Thursday morning. Bye for now.